From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
I believe in adaptation.
I believe in a silver lining.
I believe that being flexible keeps me going.
I believe every single person deserves to be acknowledged.
This I believe.
Today's This I Believe essay is unusual. It's a duet. In 1984, Jennifer Thompson Canino picked Ronald Cotton out of a lineup as the man who had raped her. Cotton went to prison for 11 years based on her testimony until DNA evidence cleared him of the crime. From that day on, their lives and their beliefs have been linked. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
In Edward R. Murrow's This I Believe series in the 1950s, the only essay read by two people came from a married couple who held their beliefs in common. Jennifer Thompson Canino and Ronald Cotton also acquired their belief from a common experience. They told us that their story and its lessons are shared, and they only want to tell it together. Here are Jennifer Thompson Canino and Ronald Cotton, recorded together in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, with their essay for This I Believe.
I believe in forgiveness, the kind that has the power to release a person from a place of anger and hate to a place of peace.
I also believe in the healing power of forgiveness. I had gone to prison an angry man and gotten real comfortable with it. But that kind of emotion was keeping me a prisoner in my own private jail. I had to let the hate go and learn to live and forgive.
I picked Ronald out as the man who had raped me, only to learn 11 years later that I had made a mistake. That was unbearable. In my mind, Ronald had been a monster. For 365 days for 11 years, I prayed for him to die. Discovering the truth filled me with overwhelming guilt and shame for mistakenly putting an innocent man in prison. Meanwhile, the guilty person was left to commit further crimes on women. I found it almost impossible to forgive myself.
Forgiving Jennifer for picking me out of that lineup as her rapist took less time than people think. I knew she was a victim and was hurting real bad, but I was hurting too. I missed my family, my girlfriend, and my freedom, but I knew who I was, and I was not that monster. I knew who did this to Jennifer, and he would have gone to his grave, leaving me to rot in prison without ever confessing to what he had done. Letting go of my anger toward him was hard, but staying free in my heart was a choice only I could make.
I asked Ron if he could ever forgive me, and with all the mercy in the world, he took my hands, and with tears in his eyes, he told me he had forgiven me a long time ago. At that moment, I began to heal. Ronald taught me how to let go of all that pain. His forgiveness set me free that night. Without Ronald, I would still be shackled to that moment in time, and it would own me forever. I soon discovered that I could even forgive the man who had raped me, not because he asked me to, nor because he deserved it, but because I did not want to be a prisoner of my own hatred.
Jennifer and I are friends. Some people don't really understand it, but we were the victims of the same injustice by the same man, and this gave us a common ground to stand on. Together, we were able to help each other heal through a shared experience. I could choose to be bitter. I could hate the prison guards and the system, but I choose to forgive them all so that I stay free and not be a prisoner for the rest of my life.
Jennifer Thompson Canino and Ronald Cotton with their essay for This I Believe. They told us that they hope their story and the belief it gave rise to might be useful in a time they feel is marked by anger and recrimination. Visit npr.org/thisibelieve for more about their story and to see all the essays in our series. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
And Ronald Cotton and Jennifer Thompson Canino have written a book together called Picking Cotton, Our Memoir of Injustice and Redemption, and they'll be featured on the 60 Minutes program on CBS on Sunday.